Slavery is an irrevocable part of the Black experience in America. But so are joy and celebration. Now a federal holiday, Juneteenth, combines them all, commemorating the day that slaves in Galveston, Texas, learned they were free. Philadelphia is hosting multiple Juneteenth celebrations, including at the African American Museum and at Cherry Street Pier. But the biggest is in West Philadelphia. They've been hosting the Juneteenth Parade and Festival since 2016. It's happening on Sunday, starting at noon, with a parade that begins on 52nd Street, heading to Malcolm X Park. Performances by Fat Man Scoop, DJ Cupid, and Little Mo are scheduled, along with the all-day fest. We'll have more info on Juneteenth celebrations in the area on our website, whyy.org/things to do. We are family. Get up, everybody, and sing. Pride Month continues with more events for the LGBT+ community. Saturday's Pride Teenth in Germantown's Lovett Park is a smoke-free event geared to Black families. It gets started at noon. Saturday's Family Pride Day at Franklin Institute includes demonstrations combining science with drag, sounds interesting, and an introduction to voguing and ballroom. And Doylestown holds its fourth annual Pride Festival with music, movie screenings, and a block party. Gets started on Saturday and goes through the 25th. Dollars, they're hard to come by these days, so you have to spend wisely. Fortunately, there are things you can still buy with a dollar. Baltimore Avenue's Dollar Stroll comes with retail and restaurant discounts. It's on Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. and it goes from 40th to 51st Streets. Music, movies, and comedy are the center of the Dollar Fest at the Philadelphia Mausoleum of Contemporary Art. It's on Saturday starting at noon, and the admission price is, well, you guessed it, $1. Happy Blooms Day to you. If you know what that is, then you're familiar with Ulysses, the masterful novel by James Joyce that is actually set on June 16th.
Mr. Leopold Bloom ate with relish the inner organs of beasts and fowls. He liked thick giblet soup, nutty gizzards, a stuffed roast heart, liver slices fried with crust crumbs, fried hen cods rose. Most of all, he liked grilled mutton kidneys, which gave to his palate a fine tang of faintly scented urine.
In an annual event, Ulysses is read over a full day at the Rosenbach, echoing similar celebrations around the world. The readings begin at 11 a.m., and some prominent Philadelphians will each take a turn, including politicians, actors, academics, and our own Peter Crimmins. Admission to the Rosenbach is free that day, and you can stop by at any time before the reading concludes at 8. Sunday is Father's Day, so let's give a round of applause to all the great dads in the world. If yours is one of them, why not give the old man a gift he'll really appreciate?
She's gone, oh, I better learn how to face it. She's gone.
The Yacht Rock Review is in town. They'll be bringing their complete musical commitment to the soft rock of the 60s, 70s, and 80s to the Fillmore on Friday. The show starts at 9 p.m. And this is the one time it's okay to wear a yacht cap if you don't own a yacht. Stevie Nicks, she's one of the most iconic female singer-songwriters of her generation, both as a member of Fleetwood Mac and as a solo artist. She's making a stop in Philly with another singer-songwriter who is also an icon. His name is Billy Joel.
Such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
The two powerhouses are bringing their combined talents to Lincoln Financial Field on Friday night. The show starts at 7. We're moving out to start our weekend, and we suggest you do the same. But we'll be right back next Thursday with a new set of options. we invite you to our website, whyy.org/things to do, for more details on what you've heard and even more, including a comedic take on Hamlet in New Jersey and where you can find blues icon Keb Mo in Delaware. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. Billy Joel, take it away.
Only the good.